At the beginning of the gospel reading this Sunday, Jesus prays, "Holy Father, keep them through your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are." This prayer of Jesus is part of a farewell discourse given at the Last Supper to his disciples. And it's often known as Jesus' last will and testament because it represents his provision for the disciples' needs shortly before his departure to his suffering and death. We have often heard, if not personally experienced, how last wills and testaments are parting words, even in the language of prayer, are considered so very precious, and they are to be seriously honored. It is in this same light that we should hold Jesus' prayer as his prayer for us today. So let us look more closely at this prayer of Jesus. First and foremost, this prayer of Jesus is a prayer for unity. He prays that his present and future followers will be one. "Father, I pray that they may all be one." Immediately, Jesus adds the basis of this unity, "even as we are one." And this is to say that Jesus holds up his loving relationship to the Father as the model and the foundation of this unity. This is the inward direction of the prayer of Jesus, unity with one another that is modeled after the unity of the Father and the Son. This model relationship serves as the structuring principle of unity of his followers, and that includes us, folks. But this prayer of Jesus has also an outward direction. As Jesus continues to pray, he points to this unity as a visible sign that the world will believe. This means that this unity is not only a sign, but also an instrument of unity that brings others to the faith. This then is the central message of Jesus' prayer, which sums up the essence of the Christian mission, that we may become completely one so that the world may believe. Our mission statement as the Church of Jesus our Savior also contains this dual direction, to know Christ and to make him known. We are united with one another in order that our unity becomes an active invitation to others to be united with us in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we make this prayer, this last will and testament of Jesus, real and operative in our life, in our church of Jesus our Savior? Let me suggest this double direction of our mission. First, an inward direction, the building up of the inner life of our church community, to be one as the Father and Son are one. This is unity and fellowship, and we are asked to take our church community life seriously through faithful Sunday attendance, which is praying together, through generous stewardship of our time, our talents, and our treasures, and sharing together, and through lifelong learning, such as Bible reading and reflection. That's learning together, praying together, sharing together, and learning together through service, like driving others to church, our doctor's appointments, our card ministry, and outreach like our food pantry, and don't forget the refurbished computers that are given out to those in need. Second, an outward direction for our church community of Jesus our Savior is to become a beacon of light, an invitation to share that life and fellowship to others. Because you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. Let this prayer of Jesus for us be also our prayer for one another. Let this prayer that is lived out by us be a visible invitation to others by the way we take care of ourselves, of our families, and our church, a care that flows out to others in need. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen.